Good morning. It's Friday, September 30th, and right now on KPIX 5 News at 6, Hurricane Ian is not finished just yet. The next landfall expected today in the Carolinas.
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on that, Amanda. Plus, more questions are being asked about the school shooting in Oakland this week. What investigators are telling us about the chain of events.
And we're tracking the tropics here in the Weather Center this morning. In this gradual warm-up back here in the Bay, we'll have more on that coming up in your local forecast.
I am tracking the roadways on this Friday morning. It's busy in some spots, plus there's some events happening this weekend that you're going to want to prepare for.
Let's take a live look from South Carolina as Hurricane Ian takes aim at the Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina coasts. Ian regained strength over the Atlantic, becoming a Category 1 hurricane again. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, CBS News correspondent Michael George will be live from Folly Beach in South Carolina with the conditions there. But let's first look at this morning's other top stories. The three schools on the King Estate campus in Oakland will be closed today and Monday following Wednesday's shooting that wounded six people. Three are still in the hospital this morning. And police say they are looking for at least two suspects likely tied to gangs.
We're trying to determine which individual that they were targeting, but we do know that they were coming up there intending to take some violent action against someone.
And we are told there were at least two shooters and one accomplice. The group breached the front entrance of Rudsdale School and immediately fired off more than 30 rounds. Now many are asking how the shooters got in so easily.
We're not sure at this point how they entered, if the door was unlocked or if it was already open. Those are the things that we'll confirm within our investigation.
And police say even though the shooting was targeted, none of the six victims were that target. Of the three still hospitalized, two are in serious condition this morning. The other is stable. We know two of the six are adult students. The others are school staffers. And three of the 47 Alameda County Sheriff's deputies placed on desk duty for failing their psych exams are back on the job. The department confirms to KPIX 5 they have returned to, quote, full duty. It's still unclear, though, if they took and passed new exams or were initially put on desk duty by mistake. Let's look at your top stories this morning. Now we're going to get a look at our forecast heading into our weekend in the last day of September.
But yeah.
It's nice here, but we're keeping our eyes on the other side.
Exactly. You know, a lot's going on in the Atlantic. We've been talking about Hurricane Ian all week long. It rapidly intensified its way all throughout Florida, and as it pushed through Florida, it regained its strength once it went back over the Atlantic. Now it's a Category 1 with winds up to 85 miles per hour, and the track is pushing its way into the Carolinas at a Category 1 until it hits that landfall again, and then it will begin to dissipate up into North Carolina. Nonetheless, this has been a very catastrophic storm. It pushed through Fort Myers, Punta Gorda, all the way up into Orlando and Daytona Beach. Now it's wrapping its way back in to make more of an impact. Back here in the Bay, though, it has been a clear setup for us this morning. High pressure stuck around for us. And as we wrap up this week, we actually are seeing one of the warmest days of the week today. Upper 80s in the forecast just near San Jose, low 90s off in those east inland hills. It's going to be a warm day for us, maybe even pool weather in a way. We're sitting about 5 to 10 degrees above average off in those microclimates, but this area of high pressure is not going to last for too much longer. It'll push its way back down south. We'll see partly cloudy skies return into the forecast. And to add to that, we're also going to start seeing cooler temperatures as early as tomorrow. So it's a really short-lived system, but it makes it nice for a Friday activity if you're heading outdoors. How are the roads looking?
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be headed out this weekend.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
And lots to do as well. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, your Friday commute actually looks pretty good. So I'm delivering some good news right now. Here is a live look at a Caltrans camera. This is that 205-580 connector. You know, typically Monday through Thursday, this is already backed up at this point, and we're looking at travel times at about 45 minutes, 15 minutes here. It's actually doing okay. You'll see some brake lights. It is a little sluggish as you work your way as you get onto that area, but that's it. 40 minutes, 205 to 680, not even close to an hour. Again, that's what we would typically see for most of the work week. So enjoy it. It is a little bit better. It is a little windy, though, so just be careful if you're in a larger, more high-profile vehicle. Rest of our travel times, though, not bad at all. 15 minutes for that East Shore freeway commute. Right now, no major hiccups on Highway 4 and 101 out of the South Bay. Our San Jose commuters looking great this morning. Golden Gate Bridge, very quiet as well. Things are clear as you work your way into San Francisco. That is certainly going to change later on today and throughout the weekend with Hardly Strictly happening, as well as the Castro Street Fair. I'll have more on that coming up in my next report. Amanda.
All right, thanks, Gianna. We're taking a live look from South Carolina now. A revived Hurricane Ian bearing down on the coasts of Georgia and the Carolinas. Forecasters are predicting a storm surge and widespread flooding. CBS reporter Michael George joins us live from Folly Beach, South Carolina, just south of Charleston, where Ian is expected to make landfall in just the next couple of hours.
Well, Amanda, Ian is headed our way. We're in its path. But even though it hasn't arrived yet, the wind speed is already above 66 miles per hour. When Ian makes landfall here, it'll be as a Category 1 hurricane, but a strong Category 1 with wind speeds of 85 miles per hour and a potential storm surge of up to 7 feet. Seeing the damage Ian has already done, residents just north of Florida are doing their best to prepare as the storm heads their way.
It's going to be blowing strong winds. It's going to be all over the state at different levels.
The National Hurricane Center warns Ian could produce life-threatening flooding, storm surge, and strong winds from Georgia up through North Carolina.
This storm can still be dangerous and even deadly. Heavy rains, up to 7 inches in some areas, are likely to bring flooding. Landslides are a threat in our mountains, and there's a chance of tornadoes statewide.
In Bryan County, Georgia, conditions on the water started getting rough midday yesterday. The Coast Guard helped rescue a man in the Ogeechee River who was trying to secure his jet ski when he got pulled out to sea.
You see these waters out here, you need to be careful, you need to stay off of.
The southeast coast of South Carolina is expected to take a direct hit. This is a region known as low country, filled with saltwater marshes, waterways, and beaches, areas that are already prone to flooding. A storm surge here could be particularly devastating. Lisa Sanez and her two sons fled to the Charleston area from their home in Tampa. They were trying, unsuccessfully, to steer clear of Ian.
My sister, actually, she brought us out here to get away from the storm, so.
And now it's headed this way.
It's headed this way, and I don't know, we're gonna hunker down here. We are storm chasers. Unintentionally.
Forecasters do expect Ian to rapidly weaken starting later today as it moves inland across the Carolinas. The biggest mistake people can make is to underestimate this storm. Those of us who have covered hurricanes for years know that a Category 1 can be just as deadly as a Category 4 if people aren't prepared. Amanda?
And Michael, we can just see how intense those winds are where you're at right now. It doesn't look very safe. Are people that are there going to be getting any help from the feds, or what is the plan now?
Yeah, already President Biden has approved emergency funding for South Carolina. At this point, we don't know what will be needed because it all depends on the impact of this storm. Again, the big danger is coastal flooding. So that's where the money will need to go. Most people are expecting that will be the biggest concern that comes out of Ian.
All right, Michael, thank you so much, and thank you for that reporting. Please stay safe for us out there, and we will talk to you again soon. Well, meanwhile, California is pitching to help. Governor Newsom is deploying emergency aid workers to Florida, and a Bay Area-based FEMA task force is on standby. CBS News is partnering with Red Cross on hurricane relief efforts. To donate, go to cbsnews.com/Red Cross, and obviously they can use all the help they can get out there.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, seeing those images, hearing
storm.
The stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing
well, you
is
see
powerful.
With Michael right mm-hmm. now, right. I was really shocked when we first saw him come up on camera of just how bad it is. I know mm-hmm. they're saying it's on its way, but it looks like it's already there.
Yeah.